The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Jewish Committee. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Something strange has happened. Oil traders no longer seem certain that the price is going up to $200 a barrel. Could it be that instead of a permanent lifestyle change, this has all been just a bizarre nightmare? Are we all about to wake up back in our old familiar bed back in Kansas? More after this. It was the biggest drop in the price of oil in 17 years. The top grade of crude fell 4.4% to below $140.
I always compare it to chutes and ladders. Well, there was one big chute at just under 140, and when the trading community perceives that 140 isn't safe, boom, it dropped all the way to 135.92.
Market expert Tom Closa explaining how oil prices are controlled by four-year-olds playing a board game. Now, seeing oil take a fall like that feels pretty good, but while the price drop is good news, what made it happen was the bad news.
Economy in the U.S. certainly feeling the effect of the high oil prices. Gasoline demand has been absolutely terrible lately.
Jim Burkhart, another energy analyst.
There's been plenty of bearish signs in the market that $147 crude is not warranted, at least right now.
There's the silver lining we've all been looking for. The precipitous drop in your retirement fund doesn't just scare you, it also scares the oil traders who realize that people who get to feeling poor will eventually find ways to do without gas, maybe permanently. The question is, can our energy experts, Jim and Tom, tell us how far it will go? Should you put off buying your next tank in hopes we'll be back to 350 gas by week's end? Tom?
It is just beyond defining. You know, you scramble for a reason to justify a 7% move, and you can't really come up with it.
Come on, give us something we can work with here.
I wouldn't be surprised if by Friday we might be higher than these numbers, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're 10% lower.
That helps. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 16th, 2008.